From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The mother of an American journalist who is believed to be a hostage of Islamic militants is pleading for the release of her son. Shirley Sotloff in a video seen on Al Arabiya television asking the leader of the group Islamic State to free her 31-year-old son, Stephen Sotloff.
I ask you to please release my child. As a mother, I ask your justice to be merciful and not punish my son for matters he has no control over.
Sotloff was last seen in 2013 and has been threatened with death by the militants on a video unless the U.S. stops airstrikes on the group. The same video shows another American journalist, James Foley, being beheaded by militants. The current ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians has now survived its first full day. NPR's Philip Reeve says the Palestinians of Gaza are greeting the end of the seven-week war with mixed emotions.
Thousands of Palestinians turned out in Gaza City for what Hamas billed as victory celebrations. They flourished green Hamas flags and brightly coloured balloons. They threw candies as several dozen masked militants from Hamas's military wing arrived in trucks to pose before the cameras with their Kalashnikovs. But this festive mood is tempered by the knowledge that it'll be a massive task repairing the destruction caused by Israeli missiles and artillery over 50 days. With the war over, at least for now, some families of the more than 2,000 dead in Gaza are opening mourning tents, so friends and relatives can gather to pay their respects. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Gaza.
The Department of Homeland Security must ensure Mexican nationals under deportation orders are given every opportunity to see an immigration judge. As NPR's John Burnett explains, it's part of a settlement announced today in a lawsuit between the ACLU and the government.
The ACLU says that federal agents, in their zeal to quickly deport Mexican nationals, used deceptive and coercive practices to get immigrants to sign their own deportation papers. So-called voluntary departure means the immigrants cannot re-enter the United States for up to 10 years. Nine deported Mexicans who were plaintiffs in a lawsuit have been allowed to return to their homes in Southern California, where they will try to convince an immigration judge to let them stay. The government said in a statement, in no case is coercion or deception tolerated. Under the settlement, immigration enforcement officers must now fully inform immigrants of their due process rights and give them an opportunity to get legal help. If a federal judge approves class action provisions, thousands more Mexican immigrants could be eligible to return to this country. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Somewhat unusual move on the part of giant General Motors. The automaker says it's moving production of its Cadillac SRX crossover SUV out of Mexico and to the U.S. The automaker says it will begin producing the next generation SRX at its plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee. That complex near Nashville currently employs just over 2,300 hourly workers. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 15 points. You're listening to NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring victory in the war against Hamas, saying a recent ceasefire in Gaza gives nothing to the group. Speaking during a nationally broadcast news conference, the Israeli leader said Hamas was hit hard during 7 weeks of fighting. And he says under a ceasefire deal agreed to this week, Hamas did not have any of its demands met. More than 2,000 Palestinians died in the fighting. Hamas has also declared victory. Soccer is the latest sport to be in the crosshairs on the issue of concussions. Players and parents of players filed a class action lawsuit in California today against soccer's international governing body, the U.S.-based youth soccer organizations. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the suit hopes to force rule changes to better protect against head injuries.
The suit targets FIFA, soccer's governing body, alleging the organization has failed to enact concussion rules to protect players. The lawsuit also names U.S. youth soccer and American youth soccer for allegedly not adhering to up-to-date concussion guidelines. The plaintiffs are not asking for damages to cover injured players. Instead, they want rule changes, including limits on heading the ball for players under 17 and allowing for extra substitutions so players could be medically evaluated. Concussions became an issue at this summer's World Cup in Brazil. There were several incidents in which players who appeared dazed from head injuries were allowed to keep playing. That violates currently accepted concussion protocol. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The appeals court has overturned the hate crime convictions of 16 Amish found guilty in beard and haircutting attacks on fellow members of their faith. Six U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, Ohio, agreeing with lawyers for the defendants. Amish were initially found guilty of hate crimes for carrying out the attacks in retaliation against other Amish who defied the authoritarian leanings of leader Sam Mollett. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.